Full coverage is not a thing you can buy. Here is what the phrase actually means. Full coverage is one of the most common phrases in car insurance, and it is not a product. It is shorthand for a bundle of separate coverages, and the bundle is not the same everywhere. Two state insurance departments never use the phrase at all, and where a national regulator does use it, the definition leaves out the coverage most drivers assume is included. The simple version. Ask most drivers whether they have full coverage and they will answer with confidence. Look at the policy and the phrase is usually not there at all. Auto policies are built from separate coverages, each bought individually, each with its own limits and often its own deductible. Full coverage is shorthand that describes a bundle rather than a product you can buy under that name. The trouble with shorthand is that it hides which pieces are in the bundle, and the pieces are not the same from one description to the next. The numbers. The phrase full coverage does not appear in the Texas Department of Insurance Auto Insurance Guide, nor in the California Department of Insurance Automobile Insurance Guide. Both describe a policy as a set of separate coverages the driver selects. Where the National Association of Insurance Commissioners does use the phrase, it defines it as comprehensive coverage plus collision coverage, in the context of what an auto lender requires. Liability is not part of that definition, National Association of Insurance Commissioners. Liability coverage pays for injuries and property damage you cause to others, up to the limits purchased, and it is the coverage states require state insurance department guidance. Collision coverage pays for damage to your own car from a crash. Comprehensive coverage pays for damage from events that are not crashes, such as theft, hail, windstorm, flood, fire, or impact by an animal. Texas Department of Insurance. Comprehensive and collision claims are subject to a deductible, which is the portion of the insured loss paid by the policyholder National Association of Insurance Commissioners. Actual cash value is the cost to replace your car, minus depreciation, and it is what the insurer pays when it totals your car. Texas Department of Insurance. Minimum liability limits are set by each state and differ. Texas requires at least $25,000 of property damage coverage, while California requires at least $15,000. Texas Department of Insurance, California Department of Insurance. The minimum liability limits might be too low if you cause a multi-vehicle accident or the other driver's car, is totaled Texas Department of Insurance. What each coverage actually does. Liability pays for what you do to other people, their injuries and their property, up to the limits you bought. It does not pay for your own car. It is the piece states require, which makes it the one part of an auto policy nobody is quietly choosing to skip. Collision pays for damage to your own vehicle in a crash, minus your deductible. Comprehensive pays for the things that are not crashes, theft, fire, hail, flood, a tree, an animal. They are separate coverages precisely because they answer different categories of event and each carries its own deductible. Those three together are what people generally mean by the phrase. The honest description of that combination is broad rather than full because several ordinary things sit outside it. The liability surprise. Here is the part worth slowing down for. When the National Association of Insurance Commissioners uses the phrase full coverage, it means comprehensive plus collision, because that is the pair an auto lender requires. Liability is absent from that definition. Not because it is unimportant, but because a lender is not protecting other people, it is protecting the car, securing its loan. The state requires liability, the lender requires the other two. So the phrase most drivers use to mean everything is, in at least one regulator's usage, the name for the two coverages that protect the car rather than the one that protects everyone else. That is a lot of weight for two words to carry. Where the phrase runs out. The bundle also stops at the edge of a total loss. When an insurer totals a car, it pays actual cash value, the cost to replace the car minus depreciation, which is neither what you paid for it nor what you still owe on it. When the loan balance is higher than that value, the difference is addressed by a separate product called gap coverage, which the phrase full coverage does not include. We covered how gap coverage gets sold and marked up in the piece on dealer add-ons at signing. Rental reimbursement while your car is repaired, roadside assistance, and mechanical breakdown are each bought separately as well. Belongings stolen from a vehicle are generally a homeowner's or renter's insurance question rather than an auto one. The real cost lends on a word. Knowing what a phrase does not mean is what turns it back into a list of questions. Each item below is something the words full coverage do not settle. Whether liability is included at all, and at what limits, since state minimums differ and one regulator's definition of the phrase leaves liability out. What the deductible is on comprehensive and on collision, which are usually two separate numbers. What happens on a total loss, which pays actual cash value rather than the loan balance. Whether rental reimbursement, roadside assistance, or gap coverage are on the policy, since none of them arrive with the phrase. None of that is a recommendation to add or drop anything, which depends entirely on the driver, the car, and the loan. It is a list of what the declarations page decides, and the phrase does not. Full coverage is a summary somebody else wrote. The declarations page is the itemized list, and only the list decides what a claim pays. What this means? The declarations page of an auto policy names every coverage you have, with its limit and its deductible. That page is the real answer to what you are carrying, and it takes a few minutes to read while nothing is wrong. The habit generalizes past insurance. When a bundle gets a confident name, the useful move is to find the itemized list underneath it, because the name was chosen to be reassuring and the list was written to be accurate. What this is not. This is not advice about what insurance to buy, what limits or deductibles to choose, or whether to add gap or any other coverage, all of which depend on individual circumstances and are questions for a licensed insurance professional. This is not a claim that you are underinsured or overinsured. This is not a recommendation of any insurer, agent, or policy. This is not a claim that any insurer handles claims improperly because paying actual cash value on it. Sources: Texas Department of Insurance, Auto Insurance Guide, What Collision and Comprehensive Cover, Actual Cash Value and What is Paid on a Total Loss, Gap Insurance, The Texas Minimum Liability Limits, and the Caution that Minimum Limits Might Be Too Low. https://www.texasgov/pubs/consumer/cb020. HTML. National Association of Insurance Commissioners, What does auto insurance cover? The lender requirement described as full coverage, meaning comprehensive plus collision and gap insurance. https://content.naacorg/article/what-does-auto-insurance-cover. California Department of Insurance, Automobile Insurance, a policy described as a set of separate coverages the driver selects. https://www.insurancecogov/01consumers/105types/95guides/01auto/auto101. CFM. California Department of Insurance, Automobile Coverage Limits, the California Minimum Liability Limits. https://www.insurancecogov/01consumers/105types/9compareprem/auto-limit-cfm. National Association of Insurance Commissioners, Glossary of Insurance Terms, Actual Cash Value, Comprehensive and Deductible. https://content.naacorg/glossary-insurance-terms.